How to give a hand job. I decided to include this chapter on how to give a hand job properly, as giving a good hand job is massively connected to giving a great blowjob. Both are heavily related, as many blowjobs first start off as a hand job. If you want to get good at giving your man a blowjob, then you also need to get good at giving your man a hand job. Learning how to give your man a good hand job has a number of benefits. 1. Firstly, hand jobs offer your man a different sensation when compared to a blowjob. As I always say, variation is the spice of life. It keeps things interesting. 2. It gives your mouth a break. If your man usually lasts for a long time before coming during a blowjob, then your mouth is going to get tired. Switching to giving him a handjob for a few minutes is the perfect way to give your mouth a rest. 3. It is another tool in your arsenal. It's better to have a lot of different sexual techniques, tips and tricks at your disposal instead of just one or two. Before you get started. Before you start to give your man a hand job, you need to make sure that your hands are in good shape. This means checking to make sure that they are smooth and soft and your nails are not going to potentially scratch your man. Here's a quick solution that I advise my students to take if their hands are not their softest. It's best to do this softening routine right before bed. What you need: a bowl, one whole lemon, 2 tablespoons of honey, and 1 tablespoon of sea salt, which can be substituted for regular salt. Step 1. Squeeze the lemon into the bowl. Step 2. Add the sea salt and honey to the bowl. Use your fingers to get all the honey off the spoon. Step 3. Use your fingers to mix the ingredients for about 30 seconds. Step 4. Once the ingredients are thoroughly mixed, apply the mixture to your hands and softly rub your hands together as if you were washing them. Do this for between 30 seconds and 2 minutes before you wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Step 5. After you dry your hands, apply some moisturizer or hand cream to them. The following morning, your hands will be incredibly soft. It's best to moisturize your hands every night before you go to sleep, but only use my hand softening routine a maximum of 3 times per week. Troubleshooting. One mistake that students sometimes run into is that they rub their hands together too firmly, which can leave your hands feeling tender and sore afterwards. This is obviously not good. Remember that you need to softly and gently rub them together. If you have particularly rough hands and tough hands, then try using a pumice stone to help remove the areas of hardened, dry and dead skin first before using my salt, honey and lemon juice mixture. Handjob foreplay. Where you give your man a handjob is not that important. It's easiest when you're both in bed and lying down. It's also fairly easy if your man is sitting or even standing. The main thing is that you have space to move. Starting off, just like when you give your man a blowjob, it's great to start off with just a little foreplay right before you start actually giving him a handjob. This isn't fully fledged foreplay, but foreplay that's leading up to a handjob. So what can you do for foreplay? It's pretty simple. For foreplay, all you need to do is concentrate on your man's groin area. So start off by rubbing his legs, penis and testicles, outside of his trousers before unbuttoning them and moving inside and massaging his penis and testicles with your hand. If his trousers are already off and you have lots of space, you can give his perineum and testicles a ton of attention before moving on to giving him a hand job. Slow, long, tickling stroke. A great technique that I advise every girl to try when they can easily access the testicles and perineum of their man is the slow stroke. This is very easy to do and it feels wonderful for him. To perform it, you need to keep the palm of your hand and fingers quite loose and relaxed. Then you just need to gently rub your hand from your man's perineum and then continue over his testicles before stopping at his shaft, so that the tips of your fingers and your palm gently glide over them, softly stimulating them. To be more specific, your starting point should have the tips of your fingers right below your man's anus. You should slowly drag them from here over your man's perineum, then his testicles. Then stop when the tips of your fingers get to your man's shaft. This is the end point. Then put your hand back at the starting point and start all over again. If you plan on just concentrating on his testicles and don't want to go as far back as perineum, then there's a number of cool different things that you can do with his testicles besides just using the long, slow, tickling stroke. Tickle. The tickle is easy. All you simply need to do is just use the tips of your fingers to quickly and softly stroke his testicles through his scrotum. You can use one hand or two. A Having 4 or 8 fingers run over his testicles will feel wonderful for your man. Just to be completely clear, the tickle doesn't actually tickle your man that much. It's just called the tickle because the action your hands use is similar to the action you would use when you were lightly tickling someone, but it's not as intense. The gentle squeeze. Squeezing your man's testicles can be very pleasurable when done right. You just need to use one hand to softly cup his testicles and squeeze them with the absolute minimum amount of pressure possible. Your man will almost always tell you if you're squeezing too hard. This handjob foreplay can last anywhere from a few seconds up to 5 minutes. The actual handjob. When you are finished with handjob foreplay, it's time to move on to giving your man an actual handjob. Just before you grip your man's penis with your hand, you should lightly run your fingers over it, then grip it. Basic handjob grip. The basic grip that you need to use when you give your man a handjob is very easy and simple. While it may come easy to some, I decided to include it anyway for those who are still a little unsure. You just need to grip his shaft as if you were gripping a sword or an umbrella with a straight handle. You need to wrap your 4 fingers around it. You then need to wrap your thumb around it in the opposite direction. This is the basic grip for giving your man a handjob. However, this is not the only grip. Feel free to experiment with other grips. How much pressure you apply is up to you. But having talked to friends and students, I've reached the conclusion that as long as you don't grip it incredibly tightly, your man will enjoy it no matter how much pressure you use. Basic stroke. Again, most girls should already know this and it's actually quite easy, but I've decided to include it anyway, just in case you're not 100% sure. The basic stroke that you need to use for giving your man a handjob involves you moving your hand up and down while gripping it. Start slowly and don't go too far up and down. When you're comfortable with this, start making the stroke longer and longer so that you're stimulating his penis from the bottom of his shaft to the tip of his glands. It's easy. More stimulation. Remember that the shaft of his penis is not that sensitive. It's the head of his penis, the glands, that is the most sensitive by far. The easiest way to stimulate it when giving him a handjob is to make your strokes longer so that your fingers move over the head of his penis as your hand moves up and down. Don't be surprised if he comes in under a minute when doing this. Thumb stimulation. If you're holding his penis like you would hold a sword or straight-handed umbrella, then your thumb will be close to the top of his penis. You can use your thumb to stimulate the head of your man's penis very easily with every stroke. As you reach the top of your stroke, you can rub your thumb over the head of his penis. Then as you're coming back down, you can rub it back in the opposite direction. So at every stroke, you can rub your thumb over the head of his penis. Just the head. A great way to give your man a really intense hand job is to just solely concentrate on the head of his penis, the glands. The easiest way to stimulate it is just to use your thumb and forefinger, the finger closest to your thumb. You should wrap these around his penis so that they are touching to make a circle, or almost touching if he has a very big penis or your hands are small. You won't be making long strokes as you will just be concentrating on his head. You might be wondering what the best part of his head to concentrate on is. It's the bottom, where the corona is. The corona feels wonderful when you stimulate it. You can stimulate the corona quite quickly. While it does feel wonderful, don't forget that the rest of the glands feels great when it's stimulated too. These are the main handjob techniques that you should use when giving your man a handjob. However, as you get more experienced and talk to your man, you will start to find slight variations or combinations of these techniques work well for you and your man. The double handjob. The double handjob feels wonderful for your man and it's quite easy to do. To perform it, you just need to perform the basic stroke with one hand on his shaft using the basic stroke technique, while using your other hand to stimulate his head or glands using just the head handjob technique. Handjob positions. There are only really 3 different handjob positions that you will use. Everything else is just a variation of these three positions. He is lying down. The easiest handjob position is when you are both lying down. This is because it allows you pretty much unlimited room to maneuver, which is especially important when your hand starts to get tired. Getting your man's trousers off when you're both lying down in bed can sometimes be a little difficult, but most of the time it shouldn't be a problem at all. He is standing up. When he is standing up, you have the choice of giving him a handjob while you're standing up too, where you can get on your knees, which allows you to easily transition to giving your man a blowjob. Getting his trousers off in this position is really easy too, as they will literally drop to his ankles. When your man is standing, it can very easily and naturally lead from giving him a handjob to giving him a blowjob. When he is sitting, when your man is sitting, it can be a little difficult to remove his trousers, but you don't have to totally remove his trousers in order to give him a handjob. Often, you can just pull his penis out through his zipper. Handjob locations. It's surprisingly easy to be discreet when giving your man a handjob. It means that you can give your man a handjob practically anywhere. Just make sure that you never, ever break any laws. All around the house. This one is obvious. Check out the blowjob locations chapter for more information on blowjob locations around the house. Nightclubs. Some guys find getting a handjob from their girl in a nightclub to be incredibly hot. Obviously, you'll need to find a spot where you won't get caught before you start giving him a handjob in a nightclub. Also, make sure that you are not breaking any laws when giving your man a handjob in a nightclub. At a restaurant or on a plane or anywhere where your man is sitting down, you are too. Giving your man a handjob when he's sitting down in a place where you might get caught is a massive turn on for some couples. Again, just make sure you don't break any laws if you plan to do it. There are a few things that you need to do to prevent people from becoming suspicious. The most important thing is to cover up to stop other people from seeing or potentially seeing what's going on. So you'll need a large blanket or something similar. Next is reducing your body movements. You don't want your elbows and shoulder to be shaking like crazy when you're giving your man a handjob. It will draw attention to you. Instead, you should be mostly using only your wrist. This will make any movement very difficult to spot. Lastly, if possible, you should both be in a place that is at least a little bit secluded and hopefully dark too, to prevent either of you from getting caught. And there you have it, the positions, techniques and locations that you should use if you want to give your man a handjob. I always recommend having a tissue or something similar close by to clean up after your man ejaculates. Finer details on how to give a handjob. 1. I have serious trouble getting his penis out of his trousers. Are there any techniques I can use to make it easier? My advice. Here is the very easy solution you should use. Just use some elbow grease. Seriously, you are not going to hurt your man when taking his trousers off. Unless you actually punch him in the testicles, he should be fine. So use a little muscle and it's going to be a lot easier and quicker to get his pants off. If you are struggling to get his trousers off, it screams, "I have no experience at this," to your man. So please think about using a little muscle. 2. How do I know if I'm using enough pressure? My advice. You have two choices. The first is to simply ask him, how does it feel? The second is to make a judgment without asking him. Listen to his breathing. Is he breathing heavily or is he breathing as if nothing is happening at all? If he doesn't seem to be enjoying it, try applying a little more pressure for a minute or two and then judge his reactions. If you ask him how he feels, then he may think you have no idea of what you're doing. So I recommend the second option, making a judgment yourself.